did not own slaves, but we were not slave owners because we were from the North, so we did not participate in that atrocity. But we did participate in the other atrocity, which was the slaughter of Native Americans.
Yeah.
Goddamn.
I'm ready to get into this, man. This shit has been driving me crazy.
I know. I'm sorry. You know, I knew you wanted to fucking talk
about
it.
It's okay, man. No, it's fine. It's just fucking... Dude, I'm just so sick of hearing everybody run their fucking mouth like they know what they're talking about. Oh, these terrorists, you know? You gotta get them.
I am all about not bringing in refugees.
What the fuck is this, man? Now, I don't know if those pictures are real of the dude holding a head and then next thing you know, it's the same dude at the airport ready to fly into fucking Chicago, but, I mean, it's still pretty, at a time like this, just letting people in like that.
Stupid, right?
Yeah.
And Connecticut, of course, dick face.
They want to go, apparently ISIS wants to go after Manchester.
And you saw that list, right?
Manchester's
another dumb city.
I don't know if that's really going to be the case. I worry about Sikorsky, dude, where I'm right across from. That shit concerns me.
Fucking wish they'd get rid of Sikorsky. Check, check.
Yeah, Sikorsky's a pain in the ass. I'll tell you why. Because, especially for you, if you're trying to go through the river.
Yeah.
You're right where you are is where they block it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Well, let me think here. No. Oh, wait, yes. Yes, yes, it is. From where I'd be trying to go, yeah. Yep. I don't fucking know, man.
Check, check, check.
Flip, you bastard. Here we go. Oh, look, here I am with my Jedi shit on. Alright, there I am. Obey. You must be safe. You must be safe or the terrorists will come get you. Please obey. Anyway, welcome to the Red Pill. Here I am, Joseph Peterson, getting ready to rock and roll. Oh, wait, I forgot my drinks.
Kevin Sabo.
Sorry, guys.
I need my drinks. It's a Saturday. We're a little, we've been partying all morning.
Yeah.
Anyway, can you see me? Can you hear me? Can you feel me, people?
We can hear you. What's going on, everybody? You're tuned back into The Red Pill with Joseph Peterson of TruthIsScary.com. I'm Kevin Sabo with Kev Rock Entertainment. It's good to be back after skipping a week. Sorry about that, everybody.
Yeah, it's a Saturday here. It's a special Saturday broadcast of The Red Pill. Hope you people are all home hanging out, chilling, smoking weed, doing whatever you do
on
Saturday.
It's nice to do it
late, too. Hope you're just not watching that stupid football shit. That's why. I hope you're watching us instead of that fucking football.
That would be nice, yeah.
Stuff down your throat. Anyway, yeah, we missed Wednesday, and I know there was a lot of talk about, tons and tons to talk about, and I really was itching to talk, but unfortunately, I had a death in the family. It was a major death. My 103-year-old grandfather passed away Wednesday morning, and I was there at the hospital with him when he went, which was bittersweet. Do you know what I mean? It was,
yeah.
I thought it was something nice. I've never done that, actually. I've never been with anybody when they actually passed.
People say different things about that. Some people say it's a peaceful thing, and some people are, you know, they're horrified by it. I don't know. I mean, you're a very spiritual person, so.
Yeah, I thought it was the right thing to do, you know what I mean? He really, I mean, without him, I wouldn't be here, you know? Yeah. Obviously, he was the top of the chain, 103 years old. He had seven kids, and they had kids, and it was a huge family.
Yeah.
Interesting enough, the first line of grandchildren, of which I'm a member of, is 33. There's 33 of them. I'm one of the 33, the original 33.
Man.
So it's kind of my duty to, you know, take charge, because the older generation, half of them are dead. And
yeah.
They're in their 80s, you know, and you can imagine, he's 103, they're in their 70s and 80s.
Yeah.
His children. So they couldn't really do much. So it's been up to me and my other cousins and stuff. I had to write the obituary and,
yeah, you know. I saw it.
I got involved in a lot of the funeral planning and stuff. And, you know, it's weird. It's different. They actually are holding the memorial service on my birthday.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, which was, they asked me, do you mind? I mean, the funeral director gave us a few choices. It would have either been that or the day before Thanksgiving. Fuck that, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I said, yeah, do it. Why not? Do it on my birthday.
Right.
It was an honor. So anyway, that's where I was Wednesday, dealing with that, you know, kind of mourning. It's been tough.
Yeah, my deepest condolences again, brother.
Yeah, it's been tough. But, you know, my grandfather, he made it to 103.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, you didn't even think about him. He's pure English. I mean, I don't know a little bit of family history. My grandfather's family came over on the Mayflower.
Right.
So, I mean, we've been here a long fucking time since the beginning we've been in this country.
Yeah.
To our credit, we did not participate in slave ownership. That nope. I know for a fact, unfortunately. Being that we were pilgrims, we came over as part of the pilgrim movement there. We probably most likely did participate in the massacre of Native Americans.
Yeah.
So for that, I apologize and forever will see that as a stain on my family's name. But, he's got that English blood, you know what I mean? Long live, maybe lizard blood for all I know. I don't fuck do I know, you know, that's England, right? I'm not 100% English, but I do have a lot of English blood in me. So maybe I got a little bit. Maybe that's why I know what the fuck they think like.
Yeah.
But anyway, I don't care. That's got nothing to do with me. Anyway, so that's where I was. A lot of shit's gone down. Fan, duck, people. The fan is moving. The shit is hitting it. You better duck and run right now.
It's going down now.
Duck and run.
It really is. This is the whole thing.
This is the whole thing
that ever since I was a little kid, man, researching this shit. Because I haven't always been awake, but I researched the plan of the New World Order, Agenda 21. I researched these things since I was a kid. And I basically just thought to myself, I just really hope they keep holding it off. And
no.
Here I am, man, at 20 years old, about to see this shit unfold, man. God damn it.
See, I knew from the age of 10 years old that I would see this shit unfold. Not exactly what it would be.
Right.
But I knew I had a vision.
Specifically.
Yeah, I had a vision. I had a fucking major.
Yeah.
But that's part of what put me on this path.
Yeah.
I remembered that vision. So, yeah. So, basically, I mean, people, unless you're living under a fucking rock, you know about the Paris bombings.
Yeah.
Six bombings coordinated took place all on Friday the 13th. And now a little bit about these sacrifices that they do. Most of the time, they do them on symbolic days.
Yep.
9/11, symbolic. 7/7 were the big bombings in England.
Yeah.
And then you got Friday the 13th. Now, Friday the 13th, a lot of people don't know why it is significant, especially to these fucks who run the world.
It's not just the fucking movie franchise.
Right. Okay. So Friday the 13th in history is the day that, and it happened in the 1700s, I don't know the exact year, that the Church of England and the King of England got together and turned against the Knights Templar, who were the beginning of the Masons.
Mm-hmm.
The Knights Templar were the founding fathers, I guess you could say, of the Masons, okay? So that was, the Masons used to be employed, you could basically say, by the Church, to protect the Pope,
right?
Pretty much. But what happened was they got too powerful, and they amassed a lot of riches and a lot of power. And both the Church and the King got together and said, no, we can't have these fucking guys anymore. They turned on them, went up there, took everything from them, killed them off, burned down their fort, whatever, wherever they hung out, you know, burned down their place, and basically drove them out, the Knights Templar. they did this on a Friday the 13th.
Yeah.
So the reason Friday the 13th is an unlucky day is because it was the day that they got rid of the Knights Templar. It was a bad day for the Masons, okay?
Yeah.
That is why. You can see how steeped in this world and in this government and in this whole structure of what we are, how these Masons have influenced it throughout the years. But the whole reason Friday the 13th is known as an unlucky day is because the day the King of England and the Church turned on the Knights Templar and threw them out of England, killed them, took away all their riches, and threw them out. So they took them out of power, got rid of them. So that's why Friday the 13th is an unlucky day, and that's why they did an attack on Friday the 13th. Mm-hmm. It's symbolic. It's all fucking symbolic.
Always is.
Yeah. I mean, that's when they always do it. And, you know, I love the fact now they have a scapegoat for everything. ISIS did it. Oh, ISIS did it. Oh, wait a minute. ISIS did it.
Of course. Well,
plane gets shot down over Russia, right? ISIS did it. ISIS did it. Lebanon, two buildings get bombed in Lebanon. ISIS did it. Paris, France. ISIS did it. Every fucking thing. Now they have a great scapegoat.
Yeah.
They have a great scapegoat with this ISIS. And we know who is backing ISIS. Anybody who watches the site, you know, reads the site or watches this alternative news, anybody who's into what we're talking about knows who's backing ISIS.
Yeah.
Knows who created ISIS. Knows why ISIS exists, to destabilize the Middle East and to get World War III started. Well, guess what? Look around you, people. It's going.
Look at everyone that's involved at this point right now.
Yeah, and now they're getting so sophisticated. What? That they're putting out videos saying that they're going to attack these cities. Now they're naming the cities that they're going to attack.
Yeah.
I mean, it's pretty obvious that this is really almost like staged. Real terrorists don't do that.
Yeah. What the fuck? They got a whole game plan all in. We're going to go through Chicago first. Yeah. Then we can take a right. We're going to head up here.
Yeah. Might as well put dates and times. Yeah. I mean, come on.
Fuck.
I mean, you know, and then Anonymous gets involved. This I kind of like. I don't know if you... I mean...
I do, too. But again, what did they do? What did they do? Didn't they just, like, fuck with them online?
They put out instructions to normal people on how to hack an ISIS account.
Okay.
Okay, so they took down, like, thousands of them. Yeah, right. Well, this is the thing. In this day and age, fucking terrorists, they're taking down alternative websites, right?
Yeah.
And taking down other things that speak up against Jewish people. They banned David Icke from Facebook for 5 days.
Yeah, my boy. I saw that. What the fuck?
But yet ISIS can have Twitter and Facebook.
What the fuck? Dude, ISIS
They're tweeting this shit out.
ISIS is so fucking pop culture, man. My little brothers were playing this song the other day. These dudes, it was a rap song. They're like, yeah, bitch, we the new ISIS. I'm like, what the fuck? Fuck is this? Then I was like, first of all, don't fucking Snapchat or record yourself on Facebook playing that, because they'll fucking arrest you.
Well, they'll be at your door in the next 20 minutes,
they'll
right?
Fucking arrest you at right, school. I don't want to get that call. We get the fucking detention calls. I want to get the call that we think that fucking my brothers are ISIS.
Right.
Sake, I'm telling these kids. I'm telling them this is not the time to fuck around, man. The way they're gonna make this, the way they're about to really fucking kick in with taking our freedoms like they never have before.
Oh, dude, I told you before we got on the air. I was watching the news, of course, and then they got this French guy on, you know, I forgot who it was, one of the fucking people, French spokespeople.
Yeah.
And they said, so what does the future hold for France? And he says, well, I think we're now looking at a culture with where we have to have less freedom and more security.
Yes, less freedom. That's
less freedom, more security. That's going to be the name of this podcast. Less freedom, more security. And that is the theme. They're saying basically we are living in the world, in a world where we're going to have less freedom, more security. Get used to it.
Yeah, and I understand the security part, making people feel secure, because everybody is
they shouldn't need to feel secure.
Everybody's so afraid of everything. But who does this sound appealing to? Oh, we're going to take your freedoms from you. Who the fuck does this sound appealing to? Does anybody just put the two and two together? Or is everybody really at this point willing to give up whatever the fuck they have just to feel secure and feel safe from all this bullshit?
Right. And that's the thing. It's bullshit. The reason people feel insecure and unsafe is because the government and the media make them feel that way.
Of course.
I mean, look, they created all this stuff. These things are designed to make you afraid.
Yeah.
They know. Look, you and I may be different, and there's a lot of people out there who are different who don't give in to fear. we have learned that fear is the enemy, correct?
Yeah.
We become, I don't want to say fearless, but close to it.
I'm about 90%.
I'm close to fearless. Yeah. I mean, if people don't get that, that's what you have to be to live in this world.
Yeah.
Is fearless, because it is a fear-based world.
Yeah.
And so what the government and all the people in charge know this, because they created it that way. They keep people on the matrix, on the dark side of the matrix, the fear side of the matrix, by doing these kind of things. That's exactly the purpose for this. You got to be scared. And look, 9/11 was the start. You had to be scared enough to accept the Patriot Act. Oh, my God, the terrorists are going to get you, right?
Yeah.
And now this Paris thing. I mean, that's a scary thing, right? This was the 9/11 for Europe, for sure.
Yeah.
I mean, the 7/7 bombings were bad, but this was bad.
Yeah.
And this was a trigger. And I told you, when I did that interview with Leo Zagami, he told me 3 years after 2012 was the major kick in. And then 4 years after that, and by 7 years, the New World Order would be totally in place. And from what I'm seeing, it looks like he's been right on point.
Yeah, it looks pretty
damn
on point.
From day one.
Yeah.
And that's because he was in on the inner circle. And mm-hmm. he left and got kicked out. So it's totally happening. And we can see it. We can see it. Now, we had Friday the 13th bombings. We see the aftermath of what they're doing.
Yeah.
All the security procedures. All the propaganda that's going
horrendous.
Out there. I mean, I've also, I get a little, you know, there's also the other side of the conspiracy theories who take it too far and you know, show these things, crisis actors. And, you know, I think that goes too far. I mean, it's obvious it's a false flag.
Yeah.
Let's not go too deep into it. Yeah. I don't care how they pulled it off. They pulled it off. That's the bottom fucking line. It's a false flag.
Right.
Anything they're saying ISIS did is a false flag, because ISIS itself is a false flag, a false organization. Okay. Anybody who even knows the Egyptian history and knows ISIS and the history of ISIS mm-hmm. knows why it's named like that. And I don't want to get into that, but it's all Masonic.
Yeah.
It's all fucking Masonic. I mean, the fucking those guys love ISIS. They worship her. So, I mean, it just makes sense, okay?
Right.
So, people, you know, but the problem is there's not enough people like you and me and, you know, the other people in the alternative
There isn't.
Media.
And it's gotten, there's a lot of people that are awake these days, so much more than you, even going back like 10, 20 years ago. But I look at it and I look at this information that's on the internet on sites like this. You see the amount of followers that sites like us get, and even more.
And even the bigger ones get more.
You see
millions.
See millions. But at the end of the day, like, I wonder to myself, like, it's probably
Who's
still just
really
not
acting
enough.
Acting on it.
Yeah.
Right. First of all, you have a lot of people who study this stuff but are passive about it. And then you have the other people who are going to go out there and fight it, like the activists who go out on the street, you know, and really go out there and really fight it. Yeah. Then you got people like us who are kind of in the middle, who are like, let's wake as many people up and get a big, big army, let's say, a force
give
of
some food
people.
For thought.
Give them food for thought, and then try and set an example by living, at least for me, by living my life in a way that is not programmed by the Matrix.
Right.
So in other words, if I walk around and everyone around me is going, oh, my God, and I'm going, no.
Yeah.
You know, sorry, I don't believe it. You know, no, it's all bullshit. But
yeah.
Soon, you know, some people might say, hey, he's walking around here with confidence, still living his life, not afraid of any of this shit. And knowing all about it, they know, they all know that I study this shit like crazy.
Yeah.
But it doesn't make me afraid. Maybe some people will start saying, hey, maybe I would rather be like that than running around. Because it's got to,
hopefully.
For me, it sucks being afraid.
Yeah.
I hate running around fearful.
Especially if you're fearful in a time like this, what are you going to do? Fuck, are you going to end up in a straitjacket? Some scary shit's about to happen.
Right. I mean, I hate feeling fearful. Now, obviously, most of humanity feels comfortable in a fear state, but I don't. And I feel very fortunate that I am not like that, that I am not a part of the hive, and I'm not a part of the flock, yet I still can operate within the flock, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I have to operate within the Matrix, but it doesn't mean I have to be a part of the Matrix and be necessarily plugged into it emotionally. Do you know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
And that's where they get you, with your emotion. And the biggest emotion they push down your throat is fear, 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 fear.
Yeah, fear
and
everything.
More fear. I mean, you have to fear every fucking thing.
Yeah.
Even reports, you know, they got you fearing the food you eat. They got you fearing every fucking thing, except the things you really should be a fear of is your government.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, we trust
and
them.
The bankers and the people who really run this world are the people you should be afraid of, but that's who they trust.
Yeah.
That's where the problem is.
Yeah, so when something like this happens, what the fuck do we do about it? What do we do? We sit back and we say, well, obviously not us, but people sit back and they say, there's this big crisis. What are they going to do about it?
Right. What are they going to do about it?
And then maybe offer a few suggestions. Oh, they should probably go this way. They should probably go that way. You know, and in about a year's time, I'll vote. Maybe that'll fucking make a difference. Like, give me a fucking break. You know, I get it. You know, like Trump is favoring a few people right now by saying things like criticizing the president for letting refugees in. I mean, we got to get to that. What the fuck is going on here?
Oh,
man. This is fucked up.
That is called forced assimilation, my friend. They are trying to change the face of Europe. Okay, first of all, by bringing in all these Muslims, I mean, I don't know, I can't say they're all, sorry, take that back. Bringing all these refugees who possibly could be Muslims or whatever of different religions, what they are doing is forcing the assimilation into the European culture. Because if you notice that the Middle Eastern Islamic countries are not taking in that many refugees.
Yeah.
They're forcing them down the throat of the Western countries. Like, it is their responsibility to take in these refugees. Like, first of all, and this is my thing with it. Look, I don't care. I'm not racist or anything like that. But first of all, why would they, first of all, need to come to the U.S.? Okay. Why, when there's plenty of places surrounding Syria where they could get to by foot or by boat or by a short plane ride that won't take them, why take the risk of putting them on a plane, bring them over here where you know they're going to face all kinds of, you know what I mean, scrutiny, they're going to face all kinds of racism here. Right. Why not? First course. And if there are way too many, then you send them off to other places.
Yeah.
Why not put them in close proximity where it's safer into other Islamic countries? I don't understand why Pakistan isn't taking more of them. I don't understand why Lebanon isn't taking more of them. Saudi Arabia won't take any of them. So we have to look at really why the governments, the people, the UN, NATO, the people who really run the world, want to force the issue. They're really shoving it down your throat.
Yeah.
Of bringing these refugees into these Western countries. I read that Canada is taking, you know, like 900 a day. When there is the possibility that some of them could have bad intentions towards the country that you're bringing them into.
Yeah, the fear is that some of these people are ISIS.
Right. And they could be.
Yeah.
That's reality. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, what a convenient way to get to America,
get
where they have this list of places they're going to fuck up.
Right. Exactly right.
It'd be pretty damn convenient. It would seem like it's going right up along with the plan. I don't know for sure. But
my thing is, why are they forcing him down the Western countries' throats and not forcing him down the Islamic countries' throats, who really should be taking their own kind in?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It'd be one thing if Mexico, and we did just take in a bunch of refugees, and don't say that we're bad people here because we don't want to take in refugees. We took in a bunch of refugees from Ecuador, and I don't know if you remember the Central American refugee crisis where they were crossing over through Mexico.
Yeah.
We did take in a bunch of refugees, okay? And there was the possibility that one of them could have been terrorists or whatever. But you know what I mean? Nothing has really happened from that. You don't hear much more about it. Most of them were children.
Yeah.
Women and children. They documented it. You could see them. So we do take refugees in this country. But that made sense because they could get here by foot through Mexico. And it would be the same thing if Canada had a crisis, okay? Let's say a big crisis and there were refugees from Canada. Of course, come to the U.S. You can get here easily.
Yeah.
You can get here by foot. And we've done it. We would take Mexican refugees. We would take Canadian refugees. We would take we have taken refugees from Central America who come up through Canada, you know, by carloads or whatever. So it's the fact, I think, that they have put this fear of ISIS and terrorism into people's minds is what has turned our country against refugees.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
No, no, it has.
We never had a fear of them before until the fear was put into us.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? But logically, and you know you and I are very logical people, logically, it makes more sense, just like it logically made more sense for the Central American refugees to come up through Mexico. It makes more sense to relocate these refugees to places in closer proximity yeah. who are more likely to welcome them with open arms as their own kind, rather than shun them.
Yeah, we ain't welcoming
as
shit.
Outsiders. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
You see the,
I mean, they're just
saying?
Waiting for trouble. So to me, it looks like forced assimilation, and they're changing the culture.
Yeah,
they are changing. This is the new world order culture, right? Everybody's got to be mixed as one, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So this is part of the plan.
It is, of course. Yeah. Of course, it's part of the plan. This is part of the plan.
Yeah.
Now, one thing that people don't realize, okay, France is going to be on lockdown for a while.
Yeah.
I think they said like 3 months, right?
I'm not sure.
So now they were all worried about this big summit that they're having in December. I don't know if you heard about the climate summit. Where Agenda 2030, where they're going to, you want to talk about taking away your fucking freedoms,
yeah,
right?
This is it.
This
together,
is a big
man.
One. They were expecting a lot of violence and protesters at that conference. How convenient. They can't get in there now. It's on lockdown security.
Right.
How convenient.
Shit.
Now that place is going to, there's not going to be anybody there to be able to make shit and cause trouble at that conference. They're going to get away with doing whatever the fuck they want without any resistance. Any. Because you know, France is on lockdown. That, you see, these are the things you have to look at. Like, why, what are the other reasons there could be for this terrorist attack?
Yeah.
There's one right there. To keep the country on lockdown.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Now, obviously, the second one is the security measures that they're going to put in.
Mm-hmm.
For some reason, I don't know how they're pushing gun control in America when France has gun control. Their citizens aren't allowed to carry guns.
Yeah.
And look what happened. And so that makes a good reason to take them away from the American citizens?
No, we
but
just
still, they're using this as a way to try and push gun control
they
again.
They can't push shit with that. Look at what we just... That's just a perfect example right there. What we
right.
just fucking saw with that.
Right. What if one guy had a gun? He could have shot a couple terrorists.
Yes.
Yeah. Or terrorists. Shot a couple of those guys. Yeah.
Maybe we
attackers,
all,
let's call them.
Maybe we all should be armed if the world is going to be getting this dangerous. I mean, it's a little bit better than fucking... I mean, you look at every situation, man. We talked about this with the gun control episode. You look at every situation... Where you have one man with a gun, and then you've got a bunch of defenseless people. I mean, they have nothing.
Right, nothing.
I mean, what the fuck are you supposed to do? Just try to sucker punch somebody who's
yeah.
coming at you
throw
with a fucking,
fucking
gun?
Throw a rock at him?
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
It's fucking despicable.
That's why
man.
They go after schools and shit. They nobody in
yeah,
there is going to shoot
you,
back at them.
Yeah, because you can't bring any weapons into school.
Right,
I mean, not
and now they're going to make it a lot easier, because now they'll search you at the door, make sure you have nothing. You know, I make sure you're on a.
Yeah, it's getting harder, man. I'm telling you, and when it all comes down to is, I always tell you, man. I always worry about this. Would be a little easier for me if I was an only child, but I always worry about my younger brothers. And not to get off on another topic, but just to briefly mention, I talk to them because it's the flu season and everything. I told them, I said, "Yo, guys, remember, you know the deal. You know who I am. You know how I am. Don't get the fucking vaccines." And they were like, "Oh, the school won't let us go without it." I'm like, "Motherfucker, they can't go to school without it." So I mean, I'm like, damn it.
You're lucky you're an adult, dude. I had an argument with my brother the other night, and I said, dude, he's like, why do you care so much about this vaccine? You don't care. You don't care.
Does your brother have kids?
Yeah, and that's exactly what I said to him. I said, that's not for me. You're right. I'll never get another fucking vaccine in my life unless they strap me down to a table and inject it into me.
Yeah.
I don't have to get. I got them all when I was a kid. I got them before they were impure and GMO'd, you know. I was lucky. I said, I'll never get a flu shot. I'll never get another vaccine. I said, but your kids, my nieces and nephews are the ones I'm worried about. And we got into core curriculum, the whole deal. And I told them, they're just trying to reprogram your fucking kids' brains.
Do you think
the new world order? I mean, he said he can't even help his kids with his homework.
Yeah, no, I got the same.
He can't even help them with their homework. He said, this shit. I said, then why are you? He said, well, my wife is all pissed out about it. I said, well, why don't you care? He goes, well, it's like,
hey, does he get down with any of what you're saying? Or do you seem like the crazy one in the family, too? Because that's where
I'm going to tell you something about my brother. My brother started to get into 9/11. And he got to that point where he was really angry. And he flipped him and went back.
Pulled himself out.
Pulled himself out.
The bald dude with the cigar and the steak in the Matrix.
Yeah. He pulled himself out. And I said to him that the other night. I says, you almost did. I said, you were close. You thought. He goes, yeah, I know. And I said, well, I didn't stop. You did.
Yeah.
I said, so don't fuck with me.
You can. I mean, he's seen it. I mean,
he's a smart guy. And he did. He discovered it on his own. And he got there to the point where he thought. And it got him. You know how you get to that point, right? Where it gets you really fucking angry.
Yeah.
Right? And he got to that point where it was like, either you're going to accept it. Or you're gonna fight it and be scared.
Yeah.
Or you got there, right? You went there at one point.
I went through it a bit because you can ignore reality, but you can't ignore the consequences of ignoring reality.
Well,
saying goes. I mean, I think people just need to take a look at how it could affect their daily life. That's the whole thing. I would have never I would have never been with a site like Truth Is Scary, you know, years back, because when I first and I was always interested in
me too.
And I was always like half awake, but I always kept putting myself back to sleep because I never
affect you.
Well, I never understood the concept of, I said, why do all these websites, why are the slogans all the same? Be aware, know this information. I'd say, well, I can't do anything about it. So why even know about it? Who cares? But now I'm seeing, like, at least you could change the way you view this world.
You live.
And the way you live, it benefits you greatly, man. It really
Absolutely, man. It puts you at, a friend of mine described it perfectly. Let's put it this way. We're all in the water right now. And if we're all in a giant ocean, right, we're all standing in a giant ocean, most of the fucking people are up to their necks right now, right?
Yeah.
But us, people who are aware, have somehow found a rock or a little ledge where we're still in the water. We're still out there being in the water with you guys in the Matrix. But we're probably only up to here.
Yeah, maybe got a
surfboard. So therefore, we're standing on a higher plateau like we're on the rocks.
Yeah.
Looking down. We're still got water up to our waist or whatever. But we're looking down at the people who are up to their neck. And we're holding our hand down. Come on up to the rock. Come on up, motherfucker. But you're only grabbing the ones that are going to put their hand up.
And then there's people that are pulling them back.
And then you got the other ones that put their hand up and trying to pull you in.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying we're out of the water, because we're still in the water. Yeah. But we seem to have found a little higher ground. And then we, people like us, can look up and see, oh, there's even people found higher ledges than up.
Yes.
And it's up to us to reach up, grab that knowledge, and get up to that level. Right. Then you're only up to your knees in the water. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
And it was a really good metaphor. Like, if we're all stuck in this big ocean, most people are up to their neck, some of them, right? Up to their eyes in water right now. Most people of humanity are up to their fucking neck. We're about ready to drown.
Completely, man. So do you think that these refugees are there? Do you think that some of them are terrorists?
I think there's some plants in there. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do.
You think we're going to see something like that soon?
Yeah. That's how they do it. Trojan horse.
Yeah.
You ever heard of the Trojan horse? That old story, right? Give them a gift, right? Here's a gift. It's loaded with soldiers inside.
Mm-hmm.
Same deal. It's not a gift. It's a forced. Yeah. You know, but yeah, they're gonna be. There's gonna be like some
another attack.
Yeah. There's gonna be some people in there. They have to. I mean, it's just a law of numbers. Depends on how many you take in. You know.
Yeah, but I'm not.
But
I'm
they'll
not,
plant them.
Right.
They'll fucking plant them in there. They don't care.
I'm not sure if I.
You have to remember, ISIS is controlled by somebody. So they're told to do whatever they do. So if they say, here, send five guys into fucking France and send three, you know, they'll do it.
Yeah. I don't know if I buy these, like, side-by-side pictures of a guy holding a man's decapitated head and then he's at the
airport. Oh, because they're always blurry. You know what I mean? They have similarity looks, but if you really look close, they're not the same person. They do that with the crisis actors,
too. Yeah, the crisis actors, too. But I watched the whole thing about the crisis actors. But I think it just makes everybody
the media probably does use crisis actors to make their story look bigger. Yeah, but that doesn't mean the story didn't happen.
Yeah, certainly here and there. But I think it just doesn't make anybody comfortable, obviously, at a time like this that we have, you know, outsiders coming in the bottom line.
No,
you know?
Especially outsiders of from the same country, you know, that they were having all the problems in.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, speaking of Syria, you see World War III. You posted something on Facebook. I reposted it. You see the formula right there.
Yeah.
It's all there. Every country is in there.
Every ingredient you need.
Every ingredient you need for war. Just light the flame. That's it. Start the fire. How long you think? By the, you know, soon.
I don't know. I just always hope it keeps getting delayed somehow, but it don't look like that right now.
No, forget it, man. Forget it. Dude, the train is moving forward.
Yeah.
And it's not stopping at any obstacles anymore. It's just running through them. You know, there was a time when you could slow the train down, but it's got so much fucking momentum now. You got one choice. Get out of the way, jump on it, or look up, watch it go by.
Yeah.
From the hill. And I would rather watch it go by from the hill.
Yeah.
Truthfully. But I mean, the thing is with me, this, all this thing with the Paris bombing and all this just made me make the decision that it's time. It's fucking time. I'm making plans now to get the fuck out of here.
Can you take me with you?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, thank
sure,
you.
Sure, 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 sure.
I can't stay with this shit.
I know where I'm going. I already got a spot. I'm going to go visit in January and start setting things up. I'm not going to go crazy. I'll probably just get a mobile home or a fucking little tiny home. And that's it, dude. I know I got a little plot of land, and that's it. I'm done. I'm planning to fucking go because it's not long before the USA gets put in fucking lockdown. France is in martial law right now. Soldiers are walking the streets, and that's pretty much martial law.
Yeah.
You get an attack here in the U.S., and you're going to have martial law here. And they'll just put it in just for the fuck of it. I mean, you're going to go to a football game soon, and you're going to think you're in a military exercise.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You're going to see this shit start. You're going to see soldiers in the street around Christmas. They may not be soldiers. They may be National Guard. They may be cops dressed up looking like soldiers. But you're going to see military style looking like people around the fucking holidays walking around. I guarantee you. Guarantee you to keep you safe. Because you see, Macy's Thanksgiving parade is coming up. There could be a big attack there. Who the fuck knows, right? I mean,
plenty of opportunities.
You've got all kinds of symbolic dates coming up, 12/12. You've got Christmas. I mean, come on. What? This is it, dude. No holds barred, especially with this conference coming up. This Agenda 2030, you people should look up Agenda 2030, is Agenda 21 put into motion. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, they're saying by 2030, this is how we want it to be. And when you see how they want it to be, my friend, you're talking about the fucking New World Order.
Mm-hmm.
Total surveillance, total control over everything you do. It makes smart meters legal, chemtrails fucking legal, geoengineering legal, and the whole deal.
You got my favorite.
Got the chip. They don't call it a chip. They say every human must be, have an identity card. It's a card. It's not a chip. They want everybody to have the identity card.
Is it still implanted in your fucking hand?
Well, that's next. That's next. You know what I mean? No. I mean, come on. You know that's where it's headed.
Yeah.
You know, people are already doing it.
Mm-hmm.
So I would like to get to a place at least. Look, you know they're going to hit the major populated area and the major cities first. I would like to get to a place where at least they're going to get to me last or later.
Right.
Or not get to me at all. Because if I'm where I'm at, I can always hop to get lower. You know what I'm saying? Where I'm going is in the middle of the world. So if I see this shit start moving down, because South America is the way to go. South. That's where they're going. So the further south you get, the better, all right? Because pretty much the northern hemisphere is fucked.
Yeah.
And they know that. They've raped it and killed it. But the south still has resources. There's a lot of water, aquifers. There's diamonds. There's oil they're finding in Africa. And when I mean south of the equator. So I'm talking South America, Africa, those areas, okay? That's where you want to end up. Okay, if you had to keep going, moving, trying to get away down, you'd want to end up down in the South America area.
Let me just ask you this. Once this comes in, once we have World War III and the New World Order comes in, it all takes full effect, is that it? Game over? We've lost? I mean, all this alternative media, all this speaking out.
It's going to happen. We haven't lost. It's going to happen. It will happen. But since these fuck faces like to follow the prophecy says it'll be in effect for about 3 years and then it's over.
The New World Order?
Yeah. 3 years. And then the bosses come.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. So this is why you're not worried.
Well, I know that it can't last, okay? No, nothing like that can last. They're going to try it. It may not get into even full. They know it'll never get to full effect. They'll never get everybody.
Yeah.
As long as they get the majority. So I want to be the minority.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I don't mind being, I'm always the fucking minority. I live my life as an outlaw.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? I'm a fucking criminal, for Christ's sake. I like being the minority. I like being one of the outsiders. So that's how I'm going to be with this New World Order shit. I just got to get to a place physically where you're outside the system more.
Right.
Do you know what I'm saying? And that's what I'm working towards. If you watch Brave New World or any of those, 1984, we spoke about this before. There's always the outlands where the people who aren't part of society go live. The bad people, you know what I mean? The outcasts.
Yeah.
But that's where you want to be.
Of course.
That's where you want to fucking be. Yeah. So that's where I want to be. But yeah. I want to set it up so it's nice.
Well, yeah.
Right now, before the shit hits the fan, we have to run there.
There's got to
be. Swim on a fucking raft. I want to go on a plane.
There's got to be some people that fucking wake up immediately, though. Just some people when this shit really comes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they do. You're going to find that happening.
It's got to be.
It's like, it's the 100th monkey.
Yeah.
What's going to happen at some point, it's going to get so bad that a ton of people are going to wake up like that. And that's when you're going to see the revolution.
And that's what I'm looking forward to, though. I mean, because there's certain shit that is so extreme. If you don't do that fucking totalitarian tiptoe or whatever they call it, you don't keep doing it gradually. Once they start to speed it up, I mean, people are pretty fucking asleep, but people aren't.
Oh no!
That retarded.
You're gonna
see a massive
wake up when they need it. It's like any human.
Yeah.
When their back is against the fucking wall. Then they'll finally do something.
Yeah.
Lucky, I don't wait till my back is against the fucking wall. Yeah. I can see. And I say, there's a problem coming. Yeah. I don't need to get that close. I'll go this
way.
Away from the wall, right? Why hit the wall?
Yeah.
But not everybody is as logical. Do you understand? Every human has the logic side. You can reach it every now and then. The problem is the way they're programmed is to function on their emotions.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And unfortunately, the emotion that they're always forced to focus on is fear and hatred and anger. You know, and even the loving people who you know aren't hateful people are still fearful.
Yeah.
Like I was with my cousin today, and she's one of the most loving, nice, sweetest people you want to know. Right? She doesn't hate anybody, but she's fearful.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Of this terrorist and of the world and the debts, you know, the debt collectors are going to get her and this, that, and the other thing. She doesn't hate anybody. She's not racist. She's not of that extreme, but she's still fearful.
Yeah.
Do you know, even like people like my mother, your parents, you know, they're not going to go out and kill a black person or, you know what I mean? Go do anything. They're not hateful people, but they're fearful people.
Yeah.
And that's what most of the world is based. There's not a lot of evil, hateful people out there. There's a few, you know, racist, bigots. Those are the ones you hear about. But the base of all that is fear.
Right. Well,
those emotions of racism and bigotism and, you know, hatred are the extremes of fear.
Yeah, it's what it all stems from. What was that line from the Star Wars movie? Fear turns into anger. Anger turns into hate. Hate turns into suffering.
Right. So a lot of people don't reach the hatred, the angered part. They get the fear and then suffering. You know what
I
mean?
Suffer
fear
from
and
so
suffering.
Fucking afraid of everything. I mean, you can't be afraid to live your life. I mean,
I know.
I'm not yelling at you, Joe. I mean,
you have to tell me.
Fucking,
I know.
God damn it. I just want this world hit with some truth vibrations.
But, you know, every now and then it still creeps in, mostly like bills, you know, the money.
Yeah.
Money and shit. I want to have enough money
to
fucking get.
Keep everybody in that constant state.
But it's more
of,
I have enough money to live.
Yeah.
I can live in this state forever as long as I keep making the same money I'm making. I want money to get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
And that's what I seem to have a hard time generating. You know what I mean? So people, if you want to contribute, please send money. TIS, maybe I can start a fucking, Kickstarters and we'll all go down to the island together. All right, we'll build a little fucking community down there. So, yeah, let's do that. Start a Kickstarter.
Yeah, something.
We'll grow weed and sell it because where I'm going, weed is legal or will be legal. It's medically legal right now. So, I mean, we could do that.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Just think about it.
You don't need a lot of people. You need 10 people.
Yeah.
Because the place I'm going itself has resources. Do you know what I mean? But what you'd need is the place to live. And it is already an ecologically minded place. So, I mean, you know, anybody who's interested, just email trueworldorder@gmail.com and we'll start that Kickstarter. But
yeah,
seriously, it's time.
It is fucking time. Yeah.
I feel very fortunate that I found a little place. I hope it stays safe right now, but it may not. You know what I mean? There could be next week could be a fucking hurricane that wipes it off.
Yeah.
That's the problem of being in the islands and being in tropical places. There's earthquakes and there's fucking, you got those hurricanes and extreme rain type of weather. A tsunami could wipe you out.
And by the way,
you could be asleep in bed and you. This fucking tsunami.
And by the way, feel lucky that you got a few good years, you know, because I'm damn near 20 years old. I just want to make podcasts and get laid and shit. And they're going to come in and try to fucking microchip me and blow me up and shit.
Well, all I want to do is get high right now. I mean, I had plenty of good years. You're right. I was lucky. I had a lot of good years. I got a lot of good experiences when it wasn't so bad, but it was getting bad. It was still bad.
Yeah, no, of course it was. But damn, it sucks to see come to like half fruition at this point is when, you know, older people who were awake and aware at a point where I wasn't because I was too young saying to me, when I would talk about my future, you know, people would be brutally honest. Some folks that were awake and say, honestly, kid, you know, the way the world's going, I don't know if you're gonna see 20. I don't know if you're gonna see 25. Like, I don't know if you're gonna see 25 with the world the way you think it's gonna be, because it's gonna be drastically fucking different.
Yeah, of course. You might get shot. You might get caught in an earthquake. But really, realistically, as long as you're smart, you're going to live.
Yeah.
You could live in the New World Order with a chip in your fucking hand, but you're going to live.
I don't want a fucking chip in my hand. I really don't. That's
right.
Dude, that's been my biggest thing since I was a little kid. Since I started researching this shit, I was like, okay, this fascist shit, all right, this kind of sucks. What the fuck is this?
I'm not a transhumanist, okay? No. I love these people think that we have to hook up to machines to evolve. You don't. You can evolve without fucking machines. You really, really can. We have the power within us to do all these fucking things they're trying to do by hook you up to machines. You know, telepathy. And we have fucking great powers within us.
Yeah.
And these days with biohacking and all these different smart drugs they have and different ways to binaural beats, there's all these cool ways to enhance your brain now.
Yeah.
And enhance your body. And I think we can do it naturally.
Yeah, but don't
I really fucking do.
Yeah, don't you always notice, though, that for the people that really want to discover that spiritual power within them, most of them, they stray away from society in order to find that within themselves.
Because it's not in society.
It's too fucking hindering here. They want to strip us from that.
It's the opposite of that.
Yeah.
They don't want you to find enlightenment. They want to keep the fucking enlightenment for themselves that they think they have. Like, you know, here's the issue with these fuckers that I have. They think they're so enlightened by doing these rituals and wearing robes and playing fucking games and going through the levels. To me, it's like Game of Thrones. It's fucking cosplay for grown men.
Yeah.
I mean, realistically, I've seen people who are very enlightened who never put a stupid robe on and did a ritual in their life. Do you know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? It's not the only way to go. Yeah, they may get some shit out of it, but that shit's antiquated.
Yeah.
There's faster tracks. There's a faster track to enlightenment. And that's what these fucking people better realize. You don't need to put a robe on and pray to Lucifer and stand in fucking in the middle of a pentagram anymore.
Yeah.
I mean, there's other ways, dude. There's better ways to get there. I mean, if you want material success and you want all that shit, play that fucking game. But if you want true enlightenment, you don't need to do all that shit. Go through 33 levels and go to dumb meetings and put robes on and have rituals and swear oaths and all that shit. You don't need it. It's a lot of crap. It's a lot of fucking hooey.
Yeah.
It's cosplay. It's old. It's antiquated. And these fuckers need to update their game.
Yeah.
And they know it. They know it. They have the power now. But I'm going to tell you, there's going to be people coming in with new power and new ways to fucking do it. And you see these guys like Elon Musk and all these fucking biohackers and all these people who are coming up with all this new shit that's going to push the fucking assholes out. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I have my issue with that. I really fucking do. I have my issues with the Masons. I respect them in a way for what they've done and what they've been able to do and how they've been able to operate so under the radar, but yet so far out in public. Like, they're respected in the community, the Masons, right?
Yeah.
They got Masonic care. They got all these different community things that they do. They're always helping the community. But yet nobody really fucking knows what they do behind those walls.
Yeah.
Like, you could walk into a Catholic church and you could sit in on a service.
Yeah, you know what's going
on. Any church, Christian, Catholic, any fucking church, and sit in on a service.
Yeah.
You could walk into Knights of Columbus, the VFW, any of these little clubs, and say, hey, what's up, guys? What do you have? These fucking things are all secret, 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 secret. You're not allowed in a meeting. You're not allowed to see what the fuck they do unless you swear an oath, unless you get... But yet, nobody thinks there's anything suspicious about it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I give them credit for that, all right? But... being someone, and I've never been to an actual meeting, but I have been inside the Masonic Hall. I've spent some time with Masons. I have, let's say, interviewed them.
Right, yeah.
You know, for a good time, good amount of time, and really getting into their brains. And it's not necessarily Masons I didn't know. These are people I know who are Masons that I didn't even know they were Masons until they told me.
Right.
And then since we had a relationship already, I was able to ask them some questions that were you wouldn't be able to ask the normal Mason.
Yeah.
Like, isn't it about the cult? I asked about the goat. I asked about every fucking thing, and he told me.
Yeah.
You know, he told me what he wanted to tell me. But then I also went to one of their open houses. You know what I mean? I did business with the Masons a few times, rented their hall, sat down and talked with them. I'm the type of person that they want. Do you know what I mean? So I wouldn't say I've been recruited by them, but I have been spoken to about them.
But you wanted that inside knowledge.
Right,
so,
by them.
So you weren't.
But I'm the
that.
Type of guy they wanted. I was a community activist. I was out there. I rented the hall from them. And the guy I rented the hall from started getting, you know, hey, you're doing all this stuff with the community, with the youth. You ever thought about this? And then I'm looking around. I'm like... I'm in the Masonic Hall with the guy, right? And I'm looking around at all this shit, and I'm like, it's kind of creepy, dude. you know what I mean? Really. It's kind of fucking creepy
to me.
Yeah,
I don't fuck with it, no.
I'm a modernistic type of guy. I'm not one of those fucking creepy Game of Thrones type of medieval, ancient bullshit.
Yeah.
I'm a modern guy. I'm a sci-fi type of guy.
Yeah,
like
but they love that shit.
Right, and those are the same people that are running the world. They love that shit. Dude, I don't get it. So, you know... I'm the opposite of that. You know, I'm about the future. I'm about technology, but man using technology, not technology using man.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So I'm a futuristic guy. Now, I look at these as very ancient and very outdated and dumb. Really dumb.
Yeah.
I look at myself like Spock in right?
Oh, man.
I mean, to me, it just, why?
Yeah.
Why?
Still have that logic about it.
Why? Mm-hmm. Why do I have to dress up in a robe?
Yeah.
Swear oaths. And why is it all so secret?
Yeah.
I mean, especially nowadays, people probably love it.
Yeah.
There's a lot of fucking nerds out there who would love that. They should start. They are recruiting, though, dude. I heard radio commercials for Freemasonry because nobody wants to fucking join it anymore.
Yeah.
Just fucking with Scientology, too. They're putting out fucking ads on the radio and TV. Join Scientology, where before it used to be like you had to be recruited. Same deal. Now I hear about Freemasonry on the fucking radio.
Yeah.
Join the Freemasons. Come be a better man. Put on a robe and pray to Lucifer. You'll be a much better man. What the fuck? Okay. I guess. I mean, I never did that in my life. I feel like I'm a better man than I was when I was fucking 18. I don't know, bro. We got off the subject with that, but those are the people running the world.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And that's, like I said, why Friday the 13th was significant. It was a Masonic thing, and it's always been significant. They're the people who put that in. They're the people who put 13 in as an unlucky number,
mm-hmm.
because 13 really is not an unlucky number. It's a sacred number. But they don't want the normal humans to know that. They only want to have the power of 13. So, I mean, you know, it's all I can say to the people who are watching, listening, who's made it through this hour, that the shit is hitting the fan. Put on your fucking raincoats.
What's going
and
on?
Duck. This is some serious stuff. You won't even, there's going to be more attacks. It's going to accelerate. All people can do right now is just get ready.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Just get ready and don't believe the hype. Don't believe the bullshit.
Not at all.
Nothing is done accidentally.
Yeah.
Everything is fucking planned. Everything is planned. down to a T, and anything that happens accidentally is immediately squashed.
Always, man.
Immediately squashed.
Always, man. Everything is planned. I'm hearing Flavor Flav's voice in my head going, these are some serious times we live in G, and our new world order is about to begin.
Yeah, this is it, really, guys. Welcome to the new world order. Get ready. That's the Red Pill, TIS, truthtoscary.com. Check us out. What are we on? Periscope, Twitter.
YouTube,
fucking
Facebook.
YouTube, Facebook. Check us out. Please, please send money. Send money. We need to grow weed. Bye.